T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to give you 15 minutes of heat right now. We do it every day around this time. We'll head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. 15 minutes of heat presented by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. And Mike Inglis is the radio voice for the Miami Heat on the Miami Heat Basketball Network, and he joins us right now. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon. How are things there?
Very good. I'm imagining you had a good time last night at the American Airlines Arena.
You know, it didn't start. It started real well, and then it took a bit of a lull and a bit of a surprise, but they came on strong, and it says an awful lot about the nice balance they've got with the veterans and youth right now, which is good.
Yeah, the Jimmy Butler news, which came out, I guess we were getting off the air. It was probably about 5:45 last night when the Jimmy Butler news came out. And I thought that might put a little damper on the enthusiasm at the arena last night. I thought it might put a little damper on the play that you'd see out on the court. And again, it was neck and neck for three quarters, and then the Heat just pulled away. Did the Jimmy Butler news have any kind of effect, do you think, on the start of the game?
I don't know if it really had that much of an – obviously, losing his talent has an overall effect.
Sure.
But I think what it did is everybody just sort of, you know, tightened up the bootstraps, so to speak, and say, hey, we got to do this. And they did it. I mean, he got great efforts off the bench from the likes of Dragic. Winslow had an explosive game. Bam, a double-double. I mean, and of course, Kendrick Nunn is – you know, he played lights out too. So everybody, as they say, would pick up the slack but I think it certainly might have been a little bit different early if Jimmy Butler would have been there.
Mike, were you surprised by the starting five? Leonard, Bam, Justice, Hero, and Nunn. Were you surprised by that once Jimmy was announced as not playing?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, Winslow, I mean, the way Kendrick Nunn had played throughout the preseason and in camp and the way he played in that Houston game, he seems to be a natural fit as a rookie. And, you know, and he just gets everything going well. He's very straight ahead, let's go, let's get this done, and doesn't seem to play with much of an ego or anything. So that didn't shock me, having him in there. Tyler Hero, well, you're going to say, well, who are you going to put in there instead of Tyler Hero? Because I know Coach would like to have that bench bunch that he had going through the preseason in there. But, you know, sometimes when you got players out, you have to change things up, and they did. And then they went to the bench and got a guy like Chris Silva, who's on a two-way contract, getting a chance to play a little bit, and he was outstanding. So again, everybody picked up the slack, and in the end, I go back to, I think the combination of some veterans and some of this great youth that they've got, it worked out real, real well.
And Mike, we were excited about Tyler Hero. We know his story. You know, he was a young guy. He was shooting. We loved him through the preseason. But this Kendrick Nunn, man, I know he was playing well in preseason, and he jumped off the screen to me last night. I was watching on TV, Mike. I can't get to every game. Like, he was one of the guys that slipped through the cracks. 24, 3, 2, and 2 in 27 minutes. Like, where did Kendrick Nunn come from?
Well, he played in Illinois for a while. Then he played at Oakland University. He was with Santa Cruz, the Golden State Warriors, last season. And in the offseason, played for the Heat in the Summer League. So they got the chance to pick him up. You know, he's got some good accolades from college. You know, he was the Horizon Player of the Year, a first-team player. As a senior, he led Division One. With 4.47 trays made a ball game. So, you know, he can shoot. But he's done something a lot of people haven't done. In high school, he had four straight championships with Simeon Career Academy in Chicago. That doesn't happen an awful lot. You know, so he knows what he's doing. He knows what winning is all about. And again, it for such a young guy, it really doesn't look like he gets phased. And that's one of the things about Tyler. I mean, you watched him last night and Nunn last night. You never realized these guys are rookies. You know,
yeah,
Tyler's 19 years of age.
That's the crazy thing about it. Sometimes they get out there, and, man, you go, yeah, he's young. Like, he'll come into his own. He'll start playing into his skin at some point. Tyler Hero and Kendrick Nunn out there, like, yeah, they looked like they belonged, and oftentimes rookies don't.
Yeah, boy, you hit the nail on the head. You know, I've mentioned this before, but Tyler's game, you know, when he comes in from college, from Kentucky, 1 year, was the SEC newcomer of the year when he was there, and averaged, you know, some decent numbers at Kentucky. But his game seems to have transferred much easier into the NBA than a lot of players have had come that with bigger numbers and maybe, you know, higher draft picks. Sometimes it doesn't transition and it takes a while to get there. But right now it has transitioned. But I think the one thing we did notice, and it's something that, you know, Jimmy Butler mentioned earlier about Tyler, because Tyler was hitting all those threes during the preseason, what have you. He says, you right now, you're not on the depth chart, okay, for all these teams. Now when the season starts and they've seen what you do, they're going to close out on you. And if you notice last night, he didn't have as many real good looks from beyond the arc. What he did, he got back inside because he can put the ball on the floor and he can rebound and he can also assist. So he's got the whole package. But NBA now knows who, even just after one game and after the preseason, who Tyler is. And, of course, they've known about Kendrick Nunn for a while.
Mike Inglis is with us, radio voice of the Miami Heat, giving you 15 minutes of Heat. Are we under the expectation still that Jimmy Butler absolutely will be with the team in Milwaukee Saturday?
I haven't heard anything different. All I know is what the coach told you guys last night, that, you know, everything is good. And my assumption is if everything is good, hopefully he's going to be there for the weekend. Yeah, it's a big, big weekend, and it would be a big one certainly for Jimmy, in particular going back to the likes of Minnesota and what have you. But, you know, playing the Bucks, who are you know, one of the teams everyone's talking about to make it to the finals, if not win the whole thing, that they need the likes of Jimmy Butler out there.
That's as weird as it gets last night, right? I mean, an hour and a half before game time.
I mean, even Spo didn't know. he says, I just found out a couple hours ago, because he was there during the shoot around earlier in the day and the whole bit. And news happens. I'll put it politely that way.
But you don't know anything that we. You don't have to say what you know. But do you know anything beyond what we know about the situation?
Nope, don't know a thing about it. Coach said everything comes to fruition and he can tell us, he says he'll tell us. So here sitting right now in my living room, I know nothing more than you guys.
Do you believe him, Crowder?
Nope.
Solana, do you believe Mike Inglis when he says he knows nothing more than we do?
Not at all.
Yeah. Good for you guys. You know what? I like my job.
I got you, Mike.
Yeah, man. Don't mess around with that paycheck, Mike.
Well, let's get back to a little basketball then, Mike.
Hold on one second. Definitively, I honestly do not know for certain what went on.
Oh, okay.
That is the truth. That is the truth.
Mike, going off the bench, what do you have, 19 last night? Is he comfortable with that? Is he comfortable in that position?
Yeah, Goran was great. We had him on the post game last night, and you know, I was kidding with him. He said, you're coming off the bench now. You're one of the old guys. And he was laughing at that. He says, you know, I can still play. And I said, well, I know you can still play. Heck, you were an all-star just 2 years ago, for crying out loud. And we were joking with him. I said, but I didn't realize you were such a blocking machine. And he bust out laughing, saying, oh, yeah, you got the two blocks. He didn't realize I can do all that stuff. But he is very comfortable with it. He's got the attitude you love to have it, especially in a veteran. And now coming off the bench, they're also trying to keep him in his career going a little bit longer. Because, you know, once you've had the knee injury and you're an attacker and a runner and a guy that goes, you know, full bore all the time down the floor, as you well know, the older you get, the body takes when they take a few hits, it's not as easy to recover. So they're making sure he's going to be okay. But, boy, if they can get that off the bench from him night in and night out, oh, my goodness, that would be outstanding. But it certainly didn't come as a surprise.
You know, you mentioned the couple blocks from him. So, for me, there was this seminal moment last night. It was Chris Silva blocking Ja Morant, blocking his shot. I know for Solana it was the Derrick Jones Jr. dunk, which was – you know, spectacular. Was there a moment last night? Was there a particular moment where you were just like, wow, this team is going to be something special?
You know, I don't know if there was a particular moment. I just liked the way that, like, Nunn and Totter played and coming off the bench, Silva, all these young guys, you know. And it's not like we got a bunch of old guys in Justice Winslow and Bam. I mean, there are a couple of young guys, too. So I just like the way they pick things up without having Jimmy Butler. You know, it was the big night, opening night. You've got this super all-star who plays both ends of the floor, you know, as good as anybody in the NBA, and he's not there for the first game. So someone's got to do something, and they picked it up. And I think that's sort of the aha moment for me watching how well they all played together and picked up the slack. And it was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun to watch.
Mike Inglis, again, radio voice for the Miami Heat, Miami Heat Basketball Network. So the Heat have Milwaukee Saturday night. We'll assume Jimmy Butler's going to be in the lineup. But this is going to be a whole different ball game because it's Milwaukee and Giannis.
Yeah.
Who is, in your opinion, the best team in the East? Is it Milwaukee or Philadelphia?
Well, I think it's a toss-up between Milwaukee and Philadelphia. The thing about it is they both teams lost big names last year. So it's going to be interesting to see how they all meld together. In Milwaukee, Chris Middleton, he got paid. I mean, some huge dollars for coming off a career year last year. Can Bledsoe stay healthy? They got the Lopez brothers there now, which is going to be very interesting. And they've got the Antetokounmpo brothers there now, which is sort of an oddity, probably in any sport, to have two sets of brothers playing on the same team.
We had that here in Miami. We had that with Goran and Zoran.
Well, we had it very briefly, but they've got two sets, don't forget.
Right, two sets of brothers, right, correct.
And two Zoran. Sets of brothers. So
Zoran was here for a cup of coffee.
Zoran.
He was
on the roster.
Yeah, he was a nice fellow, too, I'll tell you. He's a real nice guy, like his brother. He's a real nice guy.
It's like Shane's saying she's got a good personality,
yes,
right?
I'm a nice guy, Mike. Yeah. I don't know if I can make the roster, though.
No, you get. You know, I'll tell you, he's still not a bad ball player. I think he's doing okay for himself right now over in Europe.
There you go, Mike Inglis again. And it'll be different Saturday night. We'll finally get to see the debut of Jimmy Butler, which is something all of Heat Nation is excited about.
Oh, sure, yeah. And everyone should be excited about seeing him because he is exactly what they say. He's a hell of a ball player, let me tell you. It's going to be fun watching him. And I think one of the nice things is he can get everybody settled down and get them into the right rhythm that they want to get into. Opening night's a different beast, but it's going to be opening night, I believe, in Milwaukee for the Bucks in that afternoon game.
And so when do you guys travel? Tomorrow?
Yeah, head out tomorrow. It's a 5:00 game Eastern on Saturday, and then to Minnesota for a later game on Sunday.
All right, there you go. Mike Inglis, you can hear him on 790 The Ticket, and you'll hear him for every Heat game. As Solana pointed out in the first segment today, the Heat are on pace for an 82-0 season, Mike.
and I'm on pace to win the lottery, okay?
We'll see you, Mike. Thank you for making time for us, man.
Okay, guys, anytime.
There you go. Mike Inglis, radio voice for the Miami Heat. He's very good at what he does.
Oh, amazing.
He is a pleasure to listen to on the radio. I enjoy his call of the game. Is he one of your favorites, Solana?
Yeah, hold on. I'm just flirting with him on the phone right now.
Go do your thing, man.
He is.
Go do your thing. Tell him we love him, by the way.
No, don't tell him that.
Yeah, tell him
he's
we love
a professional.
Him. But we love him, though.
We
That's
don't
Mike
love
Inglis
him.
There. 15 minutes of Heat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.